Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Okay, that's how we used to do it. We're going to do a little something different today. Good morning and welcome to Creative Biz Ideas. This is Nolan Davis. Today is May 18th.
And I'm feeling good.
Today on the show, we have Chef Cherie Perry of Cafe 1189. And she's going to show you how to have your customers eating out of the palm of your hands by using events and customer appreciation tactics. You guys ready?
You're listening to the Bad Boys of Business with your host, Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas.
We also have our very own Doug Quinn, and we have Mark Smith giving us tips every week like this.
Hashtag Bad Boy Biz.
Hashtag Bad Boy Biz if you're on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
And now, back to the Bad Boys of Business with your host, Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas, and my co-host, Chris Burris. Are you there, sir?
I am here, and that was hot. What a great intro. I know you reworked it, and woo, I love it.
Well, you know, it's crazy because I actually had it down to a science, but then I was having technical difficulties, and it was brand new, so it wasn't as smooth as I wanted it to be. And that actually is something that we're going to talk about today, and something that I really want to talk about right now before we really get into the show is that I have some good news, and then I have some great news, right?
Which one do you
want to hear first?
Let's start with the good news.
The good news is that we are going to a different platform. This will be our last Blog Talk Radio show. This will be our last
show
today. And the great news is that the platform that we're going to is so awesome. It is BBS Radio. I've actually had people to tell me, Nolan, that we actually want to listen to your show, but the quality of the show is not what we want it to be, and it irritates me that you kind of own Blog Talk Radio. I've had people say that listen to podcasts, right? It's not as clear as you wanted it to be. There's, you know, a little technical difficulties here and there. We are going to BBS Radio. We're going to start next week. And on BBS Radio, we're going to have engineers working everything for us. And I guess part of the great news is that we will now have the ability to do something that we've been wanting to do, and that is the Google Hangout while we're on the radio, and the engineers is going to work all of that for us. So I think that's
awesome.
Pretty hot. I think that is pretty hot. So
that
how
is awesome.
Was your weekend? How was your weekend,
My weekend was great. We had a really good time. Actually, the weather broke. You know, it's been raining in Houston for, I don't know, a month and a half or something like that, and it's raining right now. But the weather broke on Saturday. My kids had a little swim party to go to, pool party, so we went there. It was awesome. Got a little bit of sun. I actually went to an event yesterday It was a charity event for Big Brothers Big Sisters here in town at the Audi facility on 59.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. They had, you know, those people on the stilts you could take photos with. They had this lady with this old kind of puffy style dress with glasses of champagne all around her on the dress. So the dress was made out of like steel.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that. And it was a tasting.
Have.
So yeah, so we had tasting from different restaurants all around Houston, most of which I'd never heard of, and all of which were delicious.
Got you. That is
so,
why
yeah,
you
great.
Talk about the Big Brothers and Big Sisters is because that's who's on our show next week.
Oh, cool.
So the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the Houston part of it, Kimmy Smith, the director of recruitment, is going to be on the show next week. I'm doing some stuff with them. I'm trying to mesh some stuff up with them and Microsoft for the whole You Will Know My Name situation. I'm working on doing some things over at Microsoft in New York at their biggest location for You Will Know My Name. So I've talked to some people over there. So we're working that out, and so I'm trying to get them to maybe come to the Bay Brook store to do the You Will Know My Name here. So those would be the kids, and that's just kind of what we're trying to do right now. But they will be on the show, and we're talking about doing it next week, and they're going to talk about, you know, entrepreneurs giving back and the impact that, you know, showing young people, you know, if you have a business, the mindset of an entrepreneur, what it took for you to do that, to keep those young people motivated. So that's what we have on the show next week. You actually kind of, that was like the best segue. You could have waited, you know, to give me that segue, but hey, that's what it is.
So what's cool is this is a pretty nice event. My wife is doing some research, and it's like one of the top 20 events to go to in Houston. The reason we ended up getting an invitation is because my wife had her 40th birthday party and did a 40th birthday party / fundraising event for Big Brothers Big Sisters. We raised like $4,000 for them, and that's why we ended up getting, you know, they invited us to this awesome event, so that's awesome. I'm real excited that they're going to be on the show next week. You keep secrets from me all the time, Nolan.
No, actually, you never called me back. You were going to the car. You see, there's
well,
so many things
that you wanted to keep secrets from me. That's a very tricky way to keep secrets from me.
Right. It's to call you and say, hey, I got to tell you something. And you're like, hey, let me go to the car, and I'm going to call you back. And we got a brand-new platform. We're doing the Google Hangout. I got the new open to the show. I got all of these things going on that I'm like, I can't wait to tell Chris, and you don't talk to me until we're on the show, and you're like, you're keeping secrets. I'm like, dude, I tried to call you, man. I tried to call you. So for those who are listening right now online, if you'd like to call in and participate before we start with our guests, the number is 347-945-6693. Now, for those who are listening to the show for the first time, and if you think you're going to write that number down, don't, right? Because next week, the number to listen is 716-748-0150. And the number to participate will be a toll-free number, which is 888-627-6008. They've already started our own page and segment. If you go to bbsradio.com/creativebizideas, some of that is going to change, but that's where we're going to be. So everything is going to be the same. Our Twitter handle is still going to be at Creative Biz Show, and on Facebook, we're Creative Biz Ideas. I think that's all we have right now, or the main ones. And, yeah, so very excited about next week. But wanted to finish out this week extremely strong, right? So didn't want to just say, hey, just wait till next week. We give great tips great ideas, and we have great guests on every week. And that brings me to the guest this week, Cherie Perry. Cherie Perry is the owner of Cafe 1189, and actually you've tasted some of her food, Chris, and I don't think you even knew it because she works with Tessie, and Tessie is always on the show, or at least talked about on the show, as the greatest event planner of all times, is what that is.
Yep.
So Cherie works with, Cherie works with Tessie, and so that's kind of how I met Cherie. And funny thing happened last week, so I'm just going to be honest. I was talking to a new prospect. He called me, and he was actually a client of Doug's. I keep telling people Doug Winnie will get you more business than you actually could ever imagine. So he calls me up. He and I, we have a great conversation. He owns a construction company. He's probably going to be on the show at some point in time. And so I wrote down the address. I mean, not the address, but the not the event, our meeting. I wrote down our meeting on the calendar the wrong week. Right, so I'm driving it down, and so I'm thinking it's next Tuesday, but it was this coming Tuesday, and so he's calling me, and I'd already put in another meeting, and so he calls me, he leaves a message. I listen to the message, and I'm like, oh my God, it was this week. So I call to the office, and the secretary answers the phone, and she hits me with one of those, you're the video
did she,
guy.
Did she wave her finger at you?
Well, I felt it, baby. I felt it over the phone. She's waving her finger, and she's like, tisk, 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 right? She's like, oh, you're the video guy. Like, it was just like, welcome to Legal Eagle. I was like, hey, is Dan available? He's in a meeting right now. Matt's just calling. I was like, this is Nolan Davis. And before I could say anything else, she was like, the video guy? I was like, yeah. She was like, Like, her demeanor and everything changed. And I was like, so I'm sitting there on the phone.
So now you're about 1 inch tall.
exactly. And so I said, oh, did he say something? Oh, he was greatly disappointed. This is exactly what she said. I've never had somebody
greatly disappointed. Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. He was greatly disappointed that you didn't show up. And then she gave me the, I'll tell him you called, like you were in, like you're on the wrong list now. You were on the VIP list, and now you're on the other list, right?
She's telling you that she's going to tell him that you called, but you know in the back of your mind that she may not.
Exactly. So what I did was, this is where Cherie comes in, right? So I'm sitting here thinking, and I heard somebody say something about, you know, sending brownies for send-out cards and this, that, and the other. And so I was thinking, I said, you know, Cherie does all of this gourmet food and gourmet desserts. So I call her up, dude, when I tell you she created some cookies that's like her own signature dish, right? Like, they're like apple cookies. Like, I've never heard of apple cookies. I've heard of apple crisp, apple turnovers, apple pie, apple slices. Yep. I've heard of all of, I've never heard of apple cookies. So she made these gourmet apple cookies for me and went and delivered them. And so I called and rescheduled. When I tell you I was the greatest dude that ever walked the planet when I got there, people were just like, oh, who are you here to see? I was like, Dan. They were like, oh, okay, what's your name? Nolan Davis. Nolan Davis? You're the guy who said that those cookies were delicious, right? It was that type of situation. When he came out, he shook my hand and said, thanks for the cookies, right? That's the first thing.
Thanks for standing me up in the meeting is basically what he said.
Dude, and when I tell you, I told him what happened, everybody who was like, tisk, 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 was like, oh, don't worry about it. Things happen. Everybody makes mistakes. But those
do it
cookies,
again.
Right? Exactly. But those cookies were absolutely delicious. So we're going to have Cherie. Ree Perry on right after these messages.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
And just so you know, I have a new hook for that, too. I just didn't load it up into the show yet because I got so much, and I was going to have to load it up to move it over. But you are listening to the Bad Boys of Business. This is Nolan Davis and Chris Burris with Creative Biz Ideas, and I want everybody to welcome on our guest, Ms. Cherie Perry of Cafe 1189. Ms. Cherie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Absolutely great. Absolutely
wonderful.
Great.
Good morning, Cherie.
Good morning.
So I've not talked to you since since you dropped everything off. And delivery service. I need people to understand that. Who delivers, right? It's like Ann delivers, like I have a package for Dan type of situation. Like, I mean, who does that? So I just need to put that out there. So Cafe 1189, what does that mean, 1189? Is that how your kids, like at a very young age, used to count, or what is 1189?
No, actually, there are 1189 chapters in the Bible.
Now I see who we have on the show. That kind of set the tone. So how far will the cookies by be, right? This was, I had no idea. Now I'm sitting straight up, buttoned up, like, well.
Mind your manners, sir.
Well, I don't know if you really should have got on the Bad Boys of Business radio show, and the first thing you say is that there's 1189 chapters in the Bible. I used to be an altar boy at one point in time, but that is not today. So
that day is long since passed.
Absolutely. So Cherie, you know, here's the thing. I can tell you love what you do. So I would love for you to tell us how you started, because I know you have a love for cooking, and I know it's a passion of yours because I've talked to you on countless occasions, and I can hear it in your voice. So how did you turn that passion into a business? What gave you the idea to go that route?
Well, this is a quick and funny story. When I was 3 years old, my mom set us down at a Dairy Queen, by the way, and she says, what would you all like to be? Well, my reply was, I wanted to be a tomato lady. And she said,
you wanted to be, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You said you wanted to be who?
A tomato lady.
A tomato lady, okay.
A tomato lady. And so she thought to herself, what in the world is a tomato lady? But this is a three-year-old talking, so we'll just dismiss this. Well, over the years, I've just developed a love for cooking. And I have 3 degrees. But they all have to do with nothing associated with cooking. So it's just been a burning passion in my heart to always do something with food. And I've created countless recipes that, you know, leave you speechless when you taste them.
Right. So first and foremost, I guess I did hear you. I thought I heard you say tomato lady. And was thinking, she couldn't have said tomato lady. What did you say, right? So it was that kind of situation. And then you said it again. I said, I was listening. Okay, that is correct, tomato lady, right?
And we have the same reaction as your mom. What is a tomato lady? So in your mind, what was a tomato lady to you at that time?
At the time, I can't really tell you, but looked up the definition of tomatoes, you know, what's associated with tomatoes. And what I can tell you is my personality is just like a tomato. I'm very viney. You can't contain me. When it comes to cooking, I'm all over the place. I'm very even skilled. I like baking as well as cooking, which is very not normal in the culinary world, because usually you have a strong suit in either cooking or baking. But so that's what I found out about myself, that I'm very Viney-like. I have a Viney-like personality.
Got you. I'm kind of like a tomato, too. I boo people when they're on stage telling bad jokes, and I let people know. And so it's kind of like I throw my boys, which is kind of like a tomato, and I boo them, right? And so it's all over there. Well, maybe not. I'm just saying. I'm just so what are your 3 degrees in?
I have a Bachelor of Science in Dietetics, a Master's in Counseling, and a Master's in Marriage and Family Studies.
Got you. So to get those degrees in different areas and start your business in cooking, I mean, I had to take some gumption. I had to take some courage. What just got you started to where you just said, I'm all in and this is what I'm doing now?
I think, you know, they say when you have a setback, it's a setup. And so the setback just caused me to develop the passion, increase that passion even more. Because, as they say, you can go to a job, but when you have a passion, it's not a job, because you give it all. And so the setback just caused me to dive into every aspect and go out there and seek business. Well, really not seek business, but the business that I had, I capitalized on it. And people that were there really enjoyed the food, and they would say, man, I really taste the love in your food. And, hey, I'm going to take your car and I'll call you. So the first 10 years of my business, I didn't even advertise. People would just basically pass my name along. And that's how I basically became kind of a household local name.
Got you. So do you have, like, so I know you do events with Tessie. And I've seen mm-hmm. some of the pictures of your events. Like, you do the whole thing, the whole setup. You make it as elegant as you want it to be. You think, and you're going to do an event for me. It actually canceled at the last minute at the Spring Klein Chamber. But, I mean, some of the questions that you were asking, I had no idea if people were going to eat with their hands, their feet, if we needed to have sock tissues. I had no idea. I didn't even... But I say that to say you really thought of everything. So events, is that like the bread and butter of what you do? Or is it just catering? Or what all aspects of your business do you have?
We do not only catering. As you mentioned, we do deliveries. We also do personal chef work where – for instance, I'm working with a client who has cancer. I'm developing high-protein meals for this particular client. I'll cook those meals, package them up, freeze them, and deliver them. They'll eat them for the week, and then I'll come back and do another segment of menus for the next week. We'll create dishes. Anything dealing with food, we can do it. We've done school lunches. We can do box lunches. And do corporate events. I mean, anything essentially, like I say, dealing with food, we can tap into it. So we're not limited.
Got you. So you ever heard of Seattle Sutton?
No.
It's a, and maybe they're only located in Chicago, but they kind of do that to where they help people lose weight and they measure it out, and they have all the right ingredients. So I know you're doing it for a cancer patient, but do you do like I'm pretty sure you heard of Jenny Craig, because Jenny Craig provides the food, and it's just mm-hmm. box food, though, but it's all, you know, it's all frozen. Is it something like that that you do, or?
Yes, we will, but this food is prepared fresh. It is specifically for the client. If I have a client who is high-end and we cook from that segue, if it's a client that wants more of a southern comfort style food, we cook for that. We're not confined to a particular cooking style. People like right. what they like, and that's what we like to provide, what you like to eat, not what we want to sell you. So we don't sell you anything. You buy what you like.
Got you, got you. I had no idea you did anything like that. So have you created a customer appreciation product, or did you just do that for me, or is that something that you're rolling out soon, or what does that look like?
Well, the customer appreciation has always been a part of us, and one of the things that we want to capitalize on in the upcoming months is customer appreciation. Customers, our employees, love to be appreciated. We would love to come in and do a dessert bar. We do some of the most phenomenal desserts. And when they walk in that room and you tell your employees or your customers, hey, this is just for you, just to say thank you. With a good cup of Java, one of our signature punches, which is our mango iced tea punch, our raspberry iced tea punch, or our strawberry lemonade, fresh strawberry lemonade, they're like speechless to say, wow, you did this just for us. So, no, we've been in customer appreciation for a while. I think it's becoming big in the marketplace because they're looking for different ways to appreciate their employees and customers. So, no, we would love to come out and do something like that for any business as well as we've been doing for a while.
Got you. So I thought about it later, and I was thinking about customer appreciation. And I think just for that product, you should have something like have your customers eating out of the palm of your hands. Like, because, I mean, these people that when I went to go see them, when I tell you they was going gorilla style over these cookies, it was utterly ridiculous. And I haven't even tasted the cookie yet. I just called. I've already had some of your cookies, so I knew it was great. So I just called you up and said, if you can do this for me, how much does that cost? Sent you the money, and boom, you just delivered it. The way they were talking about it, I kind of had my head down like, so did you save me some? Or, I mean, really, what are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
It was that type of situation. But I was confident that it was going to be great, but, the response was outstanding. So with that being said, for those who are listening right now that own a business, I promise you, one of the things that Doug Winnie has taught me is how many different ways can you wow your customer, right? When they're going through that sales process, where and how many wows do you have for that customer within that process? So one of my wows is going to be a thank you gift and sending those cookies to where, you know, even though this time it was just I made a mistake, let me get back in your good graces so I can get the business and do what I do as far as video is concerned. And you'll be wowed with the outcome of the video. But until then, so your lip, like my mother say, your lip's not twisted up. Boy, untwist your lip when you don't want to do something like, right? So your customer lips are not twisted up. If you make a mistake, this is a great way of a I'm sorry gift and a thank you gift just to show your appreciation. So, Shireen, tell people how they can get in contact with you if they wanted to use your catering, ask some questions, or your customer appreciation drop-off here in Houston.
You can reach us on the World Wide Web at cafe1189.com. That's CAFE. The word 11, spelled out ELEVEN, the number 8, the number 9.com. Or you can reach us by phone at 281-241-9892.
Got it. Now, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with? It could be a cooking tip. It could be a new recipe you got coming out, one of those gourmet recipes. And before you say that, I just want to let people know, this stuff is not homemade. I need you to understand that. I made the mistake of saying homemade cookies, and she was totally offended. She was like, homemade? Like, you can't make this at your home. Don't try to put me down at homemade. She was like, there's no way in the world at your house, at Nolan Davis' house, you making these cookies. That you probably making homemade cookies. Me? I'm making gourmet cookies. And when she said it, it was, you know, people think homemade, you took the time and this, that, and the other, but it's a whole nother level when you're looking at the gourmet style of cooking, especially when it comes to desserts and pastries and all of that. So, man, my hat goes off to you. So with that being said, is there anything that you want to leave our listeners before you go, Sheree?
I want to say, by all means, take advantage of Cafe 1189 as your caterer, but also get an event planner, which you mentioned, Tessie Wendell, and it's very important to know what the cost of an event will be, because a lot of times people are, you know, kind of bamboozled by the pricing of events and what it takes to pull off an event and, you know, how these people actually make their money. And it's not really about the money more so than it is great planning. And that's real important to, and key to any event. And so that's a tip I definitely want to leave with the audience today.
Okay, okay. And we definitely appreciate that. And I want people to understand that if you're in the Houston area, we're going to have some events coming up. I have some big things coming up. And the food that's going to be there is going to be amazing. And you hear the lady that is going to prepare the food. Ms. Sheree, I appreciate you so much. I want you to have a happy Monday and a great day.
You do the same. You too, Chris.
Take care, Sheree.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, she hit
I'm hungry.
First thing in the morning. Right, right. She hit me. I was just about to. I mean, she beat me to the punch. I'm like, she hit me first thing in the morning thinking about the cookies, and now I am starving, right?
So let me make sure I got the story right. They did not save you any cookies.
They did not. I repeat,
yeah.
They did not.
And you got your etiquette together, and you did not actually inquire about the cookies, knowing that you had stood them up once and that those cookies were not for you.
Right. But see, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And only someone who knows me would say that. So I do
exactly.
Tip my hat that you do know the other day. But I still did it in this real smooth way. I was like, oh, they're that great. I like them. Did she leave the tin around here anywhere? She was like, they were like, no, the cookies are gone. I was like, damn
we
it.
The tin.
Right? Did they leave the tin? That's what it's all about. So we have, we got 30 minutes left on the show, pretty much 28 minutes left on the show. We got a couple of great guys on their way. We have our very own Doug Winnie, the number one business coach in the world. And today we're going to talk about an event that he has coming up in June, and we're going to have free tickets to give away. So Ms. Sheree, I'll probably be giving her a call back to give some of those tickets away. Now, these tickets are priced over $200, and we're giving them away for free right here on the show. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I forgot to say earlier that the music that you heard is from DJ Free. DJ Free is one of the hottest house DJs in Chicago. So that blend was from DJ Free, and that's what I'm going to be thanking him every week for doing the intro for us. But I love that. I'm feeling good. I always want to start off Mondays with making it a motivated Monday, but that feeling good is right on point. So definitely wanted to give a shout-out to DJ Free and all of what he does back home in Chicago, where I'm from. So now that we got that out the way, I got Doug Winnie coming on next. But before we get Bill Gwinney on, he has, what is it, Marshall Silver, correct?
Yep.
Right. Now, you're going to the event.
Absolutely. I'm probably taking a couple of my team members here from the office, too. It's Marshall Silver. I think it's an all-day event on Wednesday, June 3rd. And, I'm very much looking forward to it.
So let me ask, what do you think you're going to get out of it?
So he is a world-renowned hypnotist, and I've actually got a friend of mine who's a hypnotist and does some amazing stuff, and I've actually done some work with him, both kind of communications work and then kind of self, you know, life coaching type work. And one of the most important things about, you know, when you talk about a sales process and you talk about motivating people, the more elegant your wording, the more of a story you can tell, the stronger the story is, the more you can motivate people, right? Well,
right.
Hypnosis is about that. It's about great storytelling. It's about getting people to lose themselves in what's being described. And so Marshall Silver isn't just a hypnotist. He's actually also a communications trainer and a business trainer, a motivation speaker from the context of let's change where your set point is, right? So everybody has some sort of set point about what they think they're supposed to earn, how big their company is supposed to be, what they're able to accomplish, and he works on changing that set point.
Got you. Now here's the thing. I know hypnotists that use something which is called NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. I've studied a little bit about that, and I actually implement it in my videos as well. And what that does is it actually gives you a little bit more control over your subconscious or others' subconscious, what they think subconsciously. So what I like about it is, and the only reason I'm not going to be able to go is because I leave to go to Chicago June 2nd, so I won't be attending. But we are sponsoring the event here at Creative Biz Ideas. So if you want to go, tickets are $279, but you can get tickets right here for free. Now, what I like about the whole Marshall Silver thing is that what I do know is that there's almost a level of hypnotics or meditation to really get you to the next level. There's a whole different thought process, and it's a little bit easier using NLP when you can actually meditate to have your subconscious take over to make it easier. So, for example, one of the examples that I use from a physical standpoint is working out. When you hate to go work out and you don't want to take the time and you don't feel like get out of bed and it's raining and it's this, it's that, and you get all these excuses, you see some people that they just seem like they just thrive on working out. Now, some of those people are passionate about it. Some of them have developed discipline, but some of them, I think, has meditated, thought about it, see themselves doing it. All of these different things actually visualize themselves working out to where now their brain clicks and they say, man, this morning I got to work out. I thought about it all yesterday. I thought about it all last night. I was seeing myself doing it while I was working out. All of these different things. So I think it would be definitely advantageous from that standpoint for people who are trying to achieve their best, better their best, and just go to that next level. And we now have Doug Gwinney on the phone, so he can talk about it a little bit more. Our very own business coach, number one in the world, Mr. Doug Gwinney. Are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. We are here. Happy Monday.
Good morning to you, Doug.
Good morning to you. Yes, sir.
I want to hear you guys chat a little bit about Marshall Silver coming here in a couple weeks from Wednesday. Yes. Quite an achievement to have to get him to come to Houston. You know, it's one of those things, and actually now that you mention it, getting these mega millionaires willing to come to Houston, leave their family, spend some time with us, our business owner friends and our family and things like that, it's pretty cool because they just don't need it anymore. It's just interesting how You talk to them, you say, look, we can't get better. We can do the same old thing and have marginal improvements, 1%, 2%, 10%, very marginal improvements in our business and our life. But if you could come and motivate us and give us a few tips and teach us a few things, we might be able to get a 50% or 100% or several 100% increase in our business and our life. And he's like, well, yeah, I'll come. I'll do it. Just make sure that we get enough people in the room. So that was my commitment to him. And that's what I wanted to chat a little bit about today is not just Marshall Silver, but understanding what does it take to get to, well, in this case, my case, the number one business coach in the world. And I don't use that phrase too often because I'm not always number one in the world, but I have got there in terms of the Action Coach franchise, 1,000 coaches, or I was coach 1181 when I started, and I did get to coach number one middle last year, and I got to be number one again just last month. And so it has happened. It's happened several times that I've got to number one. And that means that, well, there's, 1,000 other coaches that I've beat out in terms of revenue, client performance, client retention, and, that's in 54 different countries. It is extremely significant to get to number one. But it doesn't happen overnight, and how does it happen? And that's one of the points I want to talk about today is that, what is it? How do you get there? How do you be the number one franchisee in a system over 5.5, 6 years? And I can tell you a couple things. One of those things is to have lots of help. We are good, but we're not great. We weren't born great. We have to become great. And that takes some effort. It takes some, as they say, a village. It takes a lot of help. And, I've employed lots of different helpers to make it happen. And what kind of helpers is what I want to chat about. Is the, did I work on marketing? Did I work on website? Did I work on videos? Did I, do email blasts? Did I, what did I do? I learned to speak. Well, all of those things are true. I did do all of that. I got a great website. I got great videos. I did SEO. I learned to speak. I did all of those things. But the most important thing that I did was I employed coaches. I employed people that helped me become great. And it's a very big difference than videos, than website, than even speaking skills. It's getting people to find your weaknesses, make sure they're understood, and then allow you to focus on your strengths. So Marshall Silver is my most recent coach. I met him just in January of this year, and he is now, I would say the kind of coach that I need to go beyond number one in the world, to become a phenomenal speaker, to become a great author, really to get me to the next level is that type of coach. And we all need somebody to get us to the next level. And at the beginning, I hired a couple action coaches throughout the years to get me to become great in business and to become great at leverage of speaking. And then I hired a thought coach, Tracy Duez, who happens to be here in Houston. And so she helped me create the right thoughts in my head that allowed me to really understand, my weaknesses. And some of my weaknesses, if you guys hear me speak, are things like, man, I love computers and I don't love people. and those were some of my weaknesses, that, man, I could sit behind a computer and I could make that thing do amazing things and I could write programs, but my God, people are a pain in the butt. And then
they're illogical.
They are illogical, yes. Sounds like a Spock statement, right? And but then I started to, have different thoughts that, people are the most infinitely valuable thing on the planet. And understanding their perspectives, understanding what prevents them from hiring the next person, or what are their fears about maybe speaking publicly, or what are their fears about employing somebody to do their website? Can't I just do it myself? Or, God, these phones are phenomenal. I can just do my own videos. Why would I employ that? What are some of the fears of money, right, and things like that? And so my thought coach, which is breakfreeconsulting.com, by the way, Tracy's phenomenal coach, to help me become better and better. And over the last almost 6 years, I've had no less than 8 different coaches, plus, of course, a fitness coach, to help me get to the next level. We weren't born great. We have to become great. And that's why I got Marshall to come to Houston, is to help others become great. And he does that from stage, and he does it extremely well. He does use various techniques, lots of energy. He just put together a nice video, which I'll share with everybody I think Friday or Saturday. He put it together, sent it to me. He's directing. It's a video all about Houston and coming to Houston and talking about the things he's going to do from stage. And, man, he has got so much energy that comes out even just on a YouTube video. It's quite amazing. Really, really looking forward to having him help all of my clients and then everybody else that's a sponsor and get their clients to come, because he is that good. He is a super rock star. I mean, literally. Having hundreds of thousands of people attend his show in Vegas, been on stages all around the world, helped all kinds of extremely large Fortune 100 companies, and I'm just grateful that I have the resources to employ him as my coach, and I have the resources to encourage him to come to Houston, and really, really looking forward to it. I know it's coming up so fast. We have such a short amount of time until he gets here. And I'm telling everybody, yes, it's a Wednesday. It is midweek. You need to take the day off, whether you work for, a company or not. Tell them, let them know you need a vacation day that Wednesday. It's going to be extremely worth it. If you want a better job, you want to earn more income, you want a better business, you want a better life, you want a better relationship, you want better health, all of those things he's going to cover, and cover them so well on June 3rd that I just love hearing them. I've heard them, 5 different times. I've even encouraged myself to jump on an airplane with him, one of his private flights back from Vegas to San Diego. All I did was call and say, hey, Marshall, I was wondering, who else is riding with you on your flight? I know that you have 10 seats in the jet. Anyone going with you? He said, no, I'm on my own. I said, well, do you have room for one more? I would love to chat with you and, in this case, get some coaching. and he said, yes. And so, I drove out to the airport, jumped on his private flight, and hung out with him for the next hour and a half as we flew from Vegas to San Diego and got to spend, quality time with him. And then I figured out how to fly back as well. There's plenty of flights around there, but didn't have a plan. All I knew was that my objective was to get on that flight with Marshall, and I did. And learned a lot more about him and his techniques and his journey and his kids and his wife and, some of the challenges I was having with some of my clients. How do I break through with them? And just phenomenal mind he has, and such experience in getting people to, whether it's stop smoking or stop yelling at their employees or start to lose weight or have more confidence, all those things are inside his head. And it's quite exciting to have him come here to Houston. So, for me to get from where I was to where I am now is a lot of coaching. And to get from where I am now to where I want to go is a lot of coaching. And it's just about getting the next great coach. It's just about getting the next great coach. Of course, I've got great clients that have a great coach, and at some point, I probably won't be the coach capable to get them to the next level. And that's why I get the Marshall Silvers and the Brad Sugars and hopefully Marshall Goldsmith as well here to Houston, so that my clients can also get to the next level through my coaching and through other coaching as well. So that's the biggest thing I wanted to cover today is, how do you go from good to great? Well, get great coaches.
Okay. So how can people get their tickets?
So lots of different ways. Sponsors like you guys. So Vids Inc. is a sponsor. Chris Burris at eWebstyle is a sponsor. I'm a sponsor. So if you want to go, you know, the best way is to get to the website, which is silver.com/takeactionnow. And silver spelled with a Y. So silver.com, silver.com/takeactionnow. No spaces or hyphens, just take action now after silver.com. Just remember silver spelled with a Y, silver.com. And, you know, there's a nice video there. There's a registration link. Click on the registration link, and then you'll see the tickets there are somewhere between $399 and $279. I think the early bird special probably runs through today at $199. However, if you know of somebody that has sponsor tickets, then you would enter the promotion code for that sponsor. So for Vids Inc., it is Vids Inc., V-I-D-S-I-N-C, V-I-D-S-I-N-C.
And I thought it was videos.
Oh, sorry,
videos.
You're right. I'm sorry, that's right. It's videos, Mr. Videos. Videos, V-I-D-E-O-S, either uppercase, proper case, videos. Chris, what was yours?
It's eWebstyle.
eWebstyle, no hyphen.
Correct.
Is the best way to get your tickets, because then they would be free. And free is much better than $279. And videos with the promotion code or eWebstyle promotion code, get out there, get those tickets. And then for, you know, let's just say you have a business. Say you're a realtor. Yes, be there as a realtor. Really critical. Move closing dates. Tell people you can't, you know, do something on June 3rd, because this is about, you know, doubling your income. I love the way Marshall talks about realtors. He says, I can double a realtor's income in one day. Come to that event, and you can double your income as a realtor in one day. Literally, whatever you do this year, you can do double that next year. Whatever you did last year, you can double that this year just by attending his workshop in one day. The other thing, let's just say you are a business owner and your spouse has a job. Get your spouse to come as well, because those that have jobs are going to be able to make more income because they have more confidence. They'll have the ability to switch jobs or even get that raise that they know they've wanted and they've earned. He will talk about that as well. He will motivate you to be much more successful, whether you have a job or you have a business, or you have a business that's really acting like a job. Any case, he will motivate you to do that. So videos is a promotion code, as well as eWebstyle is a promotion code. Enter either one, you get your tickets for free, and that's how you do it.
Got you. Dad, man, I appreciate you. I'm going to blast this out on our Facebook. For those who are listening, go ahead and sign up. Go to silver.com/takeaction. You'll
take
see
action
a
now.
There.
Take action now.
I'm sorry. Take action now altogether. Take action now. And use the code videos or eWebstyle. and you can get your tickets for free. So the least amount, the ticket of the tickets is $279. And you can get those tickets for free utilizing either one of those codes. So, man, hey, Doug, I appreciate you, sir. We're on a brand new platform next week. I don't know if you heard. And so because you are pretty much a guest on the show every week, we will have an engineer call you next week, and they'll bring you in, and everything will be set up.
Sounds good.
Okay. Is there anything you want to leave with the people before you go, sir?
If you want to contact me, if you want one of the coaches here in Houston, a little bit more affordable than Mr. Marshall Silver, check out our website, which is Business as a Tool, www.businessasatool.com. Check it out. Certainly lots of ways to contact us that way and get yourself a coach here in Houston.
Got it. Hey, Doug, we appreciate you, sir.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
make
Doug.
It a great week.
You too.
All right, you too now.
Bye-bye.
All right. So now we do get weekly tips from Doug Winnie and our very own attorney, Mark Smith. Mr. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Trying to figure out if we got transplanted to Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the rain. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
God. Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those who you were just a keynote speaker. For those who didn't attend the expo last week, I actually went to the expo it was an HR expo. Mark invited me to. He told me about it. He was the keynote speaker there. And a lot of businesses there. Briefly go over what that whole thing was about before we go into your tip.
Yeah, so it's our local HR conference that we have every year. And I've been involved in HR. I don't know if the listeners know or, if you know a little bit more of my background. I was actually in-house counsel for a small company. I say small, it was, almost 200 employees, but compared to some of the big boys, it was small. And in addition to doing the legal work, I supervised our HR department. So I got involved with the HR function quite a bit, and there's certain aspects of it that I really like. The leadership development, employee development aspects of it, I think are really, exciting. The paperwork side of it, I'm going to say is not as exciting to me, but it is what it is. It all comes with the territory. But anyway, so it's a conference that we do every year in May, getting HR professionals, from the Gulf Coast region and really, all over the Southeast. I know there was at least one lady that I met that was from Oklahoma that made the trip in. So seminars. From my aspect, I did a lecture on some of the legal aspects related to HR and kind of a niche area related to discrimination for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, so LGBT issues. Interviewing, anything that you would need as an HR professional, benefits, immigration issues, I-9, all that kind of good stuff. And in addition, we have the exhibit hall, which has all of the exhibitors that, are selling HR-related products, or services. So, helping with employee engagement and that sort of thing. And, it's a good conference. It's expanding every year. We expanded it to 2.5 days this year. And I didn't see the last attendee numbers, but I believe they were up from last year as well, and our second highest attendance ever, from what I understand. So, it's always a work in progress. You always want to improve year over year, but pretty successful, at least from what we saw, with the most recent input.
Got you. And quickly, what tip do you have for us today, sir?
So just a couple of quick things, just kind of piggybacking on what I talked about last week. With the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, specifically related to some of their social media rulings. A lot of employers are having these social media policies now, and I just want to give you some specific examples that the NLRB has actually ruled on related to those social media policies. And, most people hear NLRB and they think, oh, well, it's got to be a union employer, right? No, that's not the case. The NLRA actually affects all employers. It's just primarily related to unions. So, for example, two employees have a discussion on Facebook. They're criticizing the employer's failure to withhold state income tax, the proper amount, including calling him a shady guy and dropping the F-bomb on numerous occasions. The employer finds out about it and terminates a bunch of the employees. Well, the NLRB comes back and says, no, you can't do that. They were talking about working conditions. And, so that's kind of the modern water cooler. And they're not going to allow any policies or any effect that could potentially chill employees from, collectively bargaining. So, you know, talking about and maybe potentially forming a union. And that's kind of the initial step is those complaints around the water cooler. Another one was a school bus operator had a policy that threatened employees with discipline if they publicly shared information related to the company or any of its employees or customers. Again, I mean, that's kind of, you would think that that would be a legitimate concern, and it is a legitimate concern for employers, but what the NLRB said was that's way too broad. It can capture protected speech as well as unprotected speech. So the long and the short of it is, and kind of like I said last week, you need to really tailor your policies, especially when it relates to things that employees can say outside of work, very carefully, because the NLRB can come in and say, hey, this is an unlawful policy, you know, and we're going to tag you for it. And again, you know, you might think, oh, well, this is a legitimate concern, and it probably is. You just need to have mm-hmm. that little caveat in there saying, hey, you know, we, the employer, are not saying that you can't talk about what they call these Section 7 rights under the NLRA. We're just trying to protect, you know, our trade secrets and all those legitimate things.
Got you. Okay. All right. If somebody wanted a little bit more information or had some legal problems or legal questions, how can they contact you, sir?
Two best ways is to call me on the office line, which is 281-489-3934, or look up my website, which is jmsmithlaw.com, and check out the website, and then you can fill out the contact information, and that email comes right to me, and I will be right back in touch with you.
Mark Smith, I appreciate you, sir.
All right, Nolan.
All right, have a good
you
day.
Guys, have a good week.
All right, take care, Mark.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right. We are pretty much at our hour. Man, I can't really put out there enough. Next week, we are going to be on a brand new platform. And maybe because I'm going to be on this brand new platform, that I heard every technical difficulty and the voice coming over, that I'm just like, thank God I'm moving. So it's that type of situation. So we're going to have engineers making sure that everybody's voice is on the same level, that the music is what it needs to be, and we're going to be putting out an hour show, and it's going to be an hour of power, pretty much. I just can't wait. It's going to be on BBS Radio, and that's bbsradio.com/creativebizideas. They've made a couple of mistakes. They just did it over the weekend. But those mistakes will be taken care of by next Monday. So that's just pretty much the initial part of it, and we get the rocking and rolling very soon. So heard the new intro. We got some new drops and the whole nine. If you guys want to interact with this, you can hashtag BadBoysBiz. Or hit us on at Creative Biz Show. Or
hey,
Creative
I want to throw this out there. Should it be Bad Boys of Biz or Bad Boys Biz?
I just like Bad Boy Biz.
Bad Boys Biz. All right.
Yep.
Sold.
Bad Boys Biz. Yeah, that's what I like. And actually, I didn't even come up with it. Terry Williams came up with it. She's a realtor out here in this area, and she listens to a lot of the archive shows, so she's not even on live, but we get a lot of people to listen to the archive, so they just get to it whenever you be, you know, able to get to it. And you have the same thing on BBS Radio as well, so I'm definitely excited about the clarity that we're going to, I mean, we're just taking this whole thing to the next level, and I got some other big things that's coming down the pipeline, so yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, before we go, what you got for us?
So I got a tip from our last podcast. Just remember, we do broadcast the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. We actually broadcast the video live on Fridays, and then that goes out onto our podcast. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. And the tip is, do the proper research when creating content to build credibility. And it's not just a matter of doing the research, it's also a matter of citing it. So when you initially start, you might just be trying to put together any article, get some article, any kind of content, and you need to be careful and pretty quickly because people recognize when you've just put in a very, what we call, thin article out there that doesn't have much meat to it. Spend some time. Charles recently put out a post. Charles is my co-host on the podcast. He spent about 6 weeks putting together a post of like seven changes he's going to make a recommendation to change for the NBA. And literally, he put 6 weeks of work into it, and this is a very good article. That's the type of work that you should be putting into articles that you're hoping to put out there to build your credibility. Credibility being, of course, very important. So one, do the research, maybe come up with some original graphics, come up with the original content, cite that original content, and you'll have a great article that is what we call in the internet marketing biz link bait. It's something that people will link to and, you know, give the thumbs up to, and when Google sees that everybody else is kind of grabbing onto that information and sharing it, they're going to give you a lot more credibility in the search realm. And then in general, it gives your business more credibility. So again, do the proper research when creating content to build credibility.
Got it. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, if somebody wants to get a hold of us, we actually do have a free website analysis. They can get that free website analysis by going to our website, and it's e-webstyle.com. And on every single page, you will find a website analysis form. Go ahead and fill that out, and we'll get you a free website analysis. If they just want to contact us, they can call us, 713-592-6724. And, of course, the website is the e-webstyle.com.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this week I should be seeing something this week from you guys, huh?
Yeah, you should. I saw Javier working on designs. He was out Thursday and Friday, so you should have some designs today, early this week, by Wednesday.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about. I too, am going to have an e-web style website, is what that is. So feel good about it, and I'm feeling good. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. Cherie Perry with Cafe 1189. Great time, great information. Also want to thank my regular weekly tip guys, Doug Winnie and Mark Smith for the legal advice. Chris, I appreciate you being a co-host on the show. You add so much more to the show that I couldn't even imagine. I thank you for it, sir.
Hey, no problem. It's great. I'm having a great time.
Hey, not just the tips, but the personality and all the jokes on me. I don't know why I appreciate that, but I do. kind of on the brother level.
It's all about
right?
you.
So, whatever, man. Whatever. Hey, so here at Creative Biz Ideas, we do realize an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. This is Nolan Davis signing out, saying until next time, love to live, live the love, and be well. Happy Monday, everybody. Take care.
Creative Biz Ideas. Creative Biz Ideas, creativebizideas.com.